mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday. Thank you for joining us. The 19th day of December 2008. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours. And in the last 2 hours, we'll be live at prisonplanet.tv today. Joining us in 1 hour, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, to break down the latest developments this week in the economy as he joins us now every Friday. We have Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, joining us, rescheduling from last week. And Russell Wood, President of the Property Rights Congress, protecting hunting rights and land rights in Missouri. He's coming on because all over the country, not just Missouri, but they're fighting it there. They're now telling landowners, and this is really a federal initiative through the states, that not only do you have to buy hunting and fishing licenses, but you've got to basically pay a fine and a fee and sign up with the government and register your land to even be able to hunt on your own land. Not to have hunters on your land, to hunt yourself on your own land. They are just massively increasing the amount of game wardens and Department of Land Management groups around the country. Most states, it's been decades since they've ever prosecuted any type of commercial poaching operation. It isn't about poaching. We have deer and coyotes in every major city running out in front of cars. People are dying in every major state every day from hitting deer. It isn't about managing the wildlife. It isn't about stopping overhunting or grazing or anything like that. It is about control and taxation all across the country. Hunting licenses are going way up, and they're telling folks on the news, you know, they say it's a privilege to hunt. It's a privilege. And they tell you driving's a privilege, and they tell you owning a gun's a privilege. And if they can sell the public that it's a privilege, then they'll be able to get one over on us and bring in a greater level of feudalism and tyranny. It is not a privilege to own a firearm. It is not a privilege to hunt on your own land. It is not a privilege. We are not slaves of this corrupt, degenerate bureaucracy that has taken over our nation. So we'll be talking to Russell Wood coming up in about 3 hours from now on that subject in the fourth hour today. In the meantime, boy, is there a lot of news in front of me today. U.S. Corps of Engineers caught harassing activists on the Internet. And this is from WWL Television. And they did the same thing we do. The Army Corps of Engineers, the Marine Corps, CENTCOM, the Army Psychological Warfare Divisions, they don't care. They've been told that it's okay to engage the American people. The military has admitted in press releases that they're, quote, fighting disinformation on the web. And it is illegal under federal law, but they still do it. They don't care. And they put their handles in the message boards, in the comments, when they lie about you and threaten you and spin things about you. And then you can just Google their handles, and you'll be on their own Facebook websites or their own Army subpage or on MySpace, and there they are in their uniform. And then this particular watchdog group and the media, this particular TV station, they went and tracked the IPs back, not just the handles, not just their usernames, but the IP addresses directly to the Army. Now, we have this tens of thousands of times a day. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are being hit by military IP addresses and government IP addresses, National Security Agency, CIA, foreign governments, the Kremlin, Japanese diet. Most of that is just people in government who are fans of the show or interested in what we're doing or somebody following a link from another website and just surfing the web. But a lot of it, we've been able to track it directly back, is coming out of CENTCOM and NORTHCOM. And these guys go on there and say, we're going to kill you. You're a traitor. You're a communist. There is no North American Union. There is no plan to put military on the streets. It doesn't matter if it's on the news. When we report it, they go on and say we're liars. So they're running psyops against us. And let me tell you something, boys and girls, it is not working. You're just showing everybody who you are. So that's one of the articles. I only got into one of them. There's about 20 important stories in front of me. So we'll cover that. Kissinger calls for world government again on Charlie Rose. Bush is saying the automakers have to be nationalized. Stay with us. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me run through the headlines of the day, then I'll go back into more detail, into a few of them. U.S. Corps of Engineers caught harassing activists on the Internet. Mainstream news. Kissinger-Obama crisis could yield opportunities for New World Order. Automakers to get $17.4 billion, but Ford doesn't want it because it says the federal government will take control of the companies and then hand it over to their private cronies. Pro-sovereignty party reluctant about pledging allegiance to the Queen. Globe and Mail reports that, yes, the Queen really does run Canada, and they have a new party being sworn in as a minority member in the parliament, and they're saying they don't want to swear allegiance to her. They thought the country was free and not under colonial rule. Emanuel talked directly to the governor of Illinois, Blagojevich. Of course he did. This is being reported by the Chicago Sun-Times. Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, and, of course, Governor Blagojevich all came up together, and Rahm Emanuel was both of the men's handlers. I mean, they're best friends. So, of course, there was a deal to sell the Senate seat to Jesse Jackson, Jr., or others. We know that they were all in the bidding. We don't know if they were individually even involved, but the power brokers above them were. This is how government works. This is what government has turned into. There's now a story out. Nobel Prize probe launched, and it's talking about, you know, was the Nobel Prize purchased? Because the new Nobel Prize for medicine is going to the inventor of the HPV vaccine. Well, we know the type of things that Merck does. We know the type of things that Pfizer does. We know the type of things that these companies are continually caught doing. This is only the tip of the iceberg, so we'll be reporting on that as well. Big story I just mentioned yesterday, I want to spend some more time on today with Richard Gage when he joins us. And yes, we have April Gallup's phone number. We've been calling her since yesterday. We missed a call back from her, so we're playing phone tag with her. She was the Pentagon specialist who was there and clearly knew that a plane, according to her, did not crash into the building. She's now filed a suit. Remember about 6 months ago she was on trying to raise funds on air from the listeners, and I guess you did come through. So they filed a suit alleging that it was a government conspiracy to carry out the attacks. And so she's now filed that lawsuit. We'll be going over that as well today. Also, this story broke about 2 weeks ago, and we first covered it at Infowars.com. Now, WorldNet Daily has picked up on the story. Armed officers raid home, hold mom, kids for 6 hours. Health department cops allege licensing issue over food co-op. And they sell their farm-fresh organic eggs and grain there, and other farmers bring it there. It's only been around a few years. It's a small co-op for people that want organic. And it doesn't matter. They raided them with a SWAT team, held them at gunpoint, stole their computers, family belongings, you name it. And they're also now raiding people that are even giving neighbors milk. So Mexican troops are attacking and killing police every month on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. There's rocket attacks, 7,000 dead total in Mexico and on the border, 2,000 dead just on the Texas-Mexico border this year. Complete cities just shut down. Big 10-story hotels that I visited and stayed at on the border closed. Everything basically shuttered. Total corruption spreading everywhere. Truck bombs going off in Dallas makes it in the back of the newspaper where the Mexican mafia kills people. But don't worry, though. They're hiring thousands of new game wardens per state to harass everyone. They're going to make you pay fines and fees to hunt on your own property above the license, register your property, waive all your rights to be able to hunt. That's how they trick you in contract fraud. Just total micromanagement, 88 new taxes in New York State, hundreds of new taxes being erected in other states. Just total government frothing and grabbing and stealing and regulating everybody. Military to be on high alert for inauguration. So they'll be our saviors there to keep Obama safe. Military on the streets selling you, with that image. Everybody in the world, billions will be watching the inauguration. There'll be troops everywhere patrolling the streets, all a big conditioning move. CNN meteorologist, man-made global warming theory is arrogant and a lie. See how long he has his job, or maybe he'll be on at 3 a.m. now on CNN. I'm going to try to get him on. So that's some of the news there that we have as well. I want to get into this first, though, before we run out of time here today. Now, I'm going to play this clip and then stop it periodically and make comments. U.S. Corps of Engineers caught harassing activists on the Internet. This is only the very surface of what's going on with the disinformation corps. From Homeland Security, from NORTHCOM, and from every branch, not just of the military, but every other federal agency, admittedly, has billions. The smallest agencies have billions, billions, according to congressional reports, billions of dollars for fake news, PR, propaganda, fake newscast, and paid bloggers. Huge office buildings across the United States are filled with paid propagandists with scripts to follow to attack land rights groups, Second Amendment groups, hunting rights groups, groups that want to control our borders, and groups that are against the North American Union. And they go around, we can post a link to CNN and Vicente Fox saying, yes, it's a North American Union, yes, we're setting it up, and out of a financial crisis, we will get it. That's what the SPP said 3 years ago. We had to sue to get the documents. That's how we know what was going to happen, because we get their own documents. Now, we would post that link, just one example, and there would be hundreds of posts under it in the comments saying, you're liars, this is fake, this video isn't real. We would post the SPP documents from FOIA suits and with a link to Judicial Watch that originally got them. They will come in, the Army will come in, other bureaucracies will come in, and they will say, you are a liar, you are scum, you're a communist, you're making money off this, you're a liar. It's classic COINTELPRO. So let's go ahead and roll this clip and we'll analyze this newscast.
Next on Night Watch, Levies.org says it has discovered attacks posted on its blogs are coming from inside the Army Corps of Engineers.
Just a few days ago, I discovered some solid evidence that showed that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had been systematically logging onto my blog and leaving comments that are attempting to shift responsibility for the New Orleans flooding away from the civil engineering profession and instead onto the citizens who live here.
From WWL-TV, the spirit of Louisiana, this is Louisiana's news leader, Channel 4's Eyewitness News Night Watch.
Some technical problems with the lottery. We'll bring that to you later on. Good evening. I'm Dennis Woltering in for Mike Haas.
And I'm Lucy Bustamante. So should government computers be used to attack citizens who are working to hold government agencies accountable?
That's the question Levies.org is asking after its founder says she discovered computer equipment at the Corps of Engineers has been used to send messages attacking her group.
The citizens watchdog group Levies.org operates two internet blogs. And in recent months, the group's founder, Sandy Rosenthal, says she's noticed increasingly ferocious attacks against her, Levies.org, and its supporters in messages from at least two screen names.
They go after my credibility. They accuse me of making up data.
Levies.org has strongly criticized the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the levee failures that led to catastrophic flooding after Hurricane Katrina. And Rosenthal says the recent attacks on her blogs have had a recurring theme.
They're trying to send, and that message is that the locals blocked the Corps' wishes.
All right, stop right there. Back it up a few seconds. Okay. Number one, this is not the Army Corps of Engineers' fault. Let's get that straight. So there's always red herrings within red herrings, within distractions, within diversions, wheels within wheels on this. The federal government squandered and stole the money in contracts, and that came out. The local county government, the parish government, the city government as well was involved stealing the money, giving the bids to their cousins and brothers and family members. And that's all come out on record. This has all been intensely investigated. That is a red herring. We're not playing this clip here to talk about who's really at fault for all of this. We're talking about the military in the United States going into blogs and attacking people and attacking this organization. So there's enough blame to go around. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers was not involved with FEMA going in and cutting police and fire department radio and cell phone internal towers down. And the local police at gunpoint had to post guards, and then they caught FEMA cutting the fence, coming in again to hack down with fire axes the major police radio communications center. Now, they cut it as the hurricane was over the city. Then it went past, dumped all the rain, that came in, broke the levees, some suspicious things there and witnesses of bombs going off. The federal government admits that back in the 20s they did blow the levees, so that's also where that idea comes from. We don't know. The point is, we do know that FEMA wanted things to be a disaster, so they cut police communications, and that's why two-thirds of the police just went home, because their radios were down, their radios were off, and then it came out 2 days later that FEMA had cut all the communications as the storm hits. Now, why would they do that? You know, that adds evidence that they probably did blow the levees. And you say, why? To have a big disaster, to say they screwed up, to have a beta test, a laboratory test. They admit it was a laboratory test about gun confiscation, bringing troops in under FBI command, bringing Blackwater in, bringing Israeli Mossad in. Oh, you didn't know Israeli Mossad. That was actually on PBS. We played that clip here with Bill Moyers. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening, and FEMA cut the lines, and then the police finally, days later, had to fix it and guard it. They wouldn't let other good branches or branches of the military trying to do a good job, like the Coast Guard was trying to bring in, you know, thousands of gallons of diesel. They were blocked. Firefighters and police groups all over the country that showed up, they were blocked because FEMA wanted to have the biggest crisis they could there to say, oh, look, we screwed up. We need even more power. And that's now come out. When we come back, that's a side issue. The main issue is government, bureaucracies, agencies, not just the military. They are on the web full time. private groups that are contracted are on the web full-time attacking anyone that criticizes the government.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Bob Chapman coming up, then Richard Gage, then Russell Wood, and then we've got the Buckeye Institute suing the state up there for raiding organic farmers at gunpoint. That's right, the Bob Dylan song comes true. Someday growing your own garden will be against the law. But if you want to steal trillions out of pension funds, go ahead. You want to put poison in the water supply? Go ahead. You want to be the government and run narcotics into the country? Go ahead. Just total corruption.
That's right.
The government is illegitimate. And that's why hundreds of agencies, there's hundreds, and they're all out there full-time battling the American people. That's why half the billboards I see around the country now are government propaganda. Turning your neighbors if they spank their kids, turning your neighbors if they smoke pot, spy on your neighbors. Oh, the government loves you. Oh, the government's good. The messages, it's just everywhere. You know, report illegal guns, shows a picture of a revolver. Your neighbor then thinks the guns are illegal when they're not, creating the perception that normal behavior is illegal because we have a criminal system that wants an excuse to feed on us. And most good people, if the government shows up with an official badge and uniform and says you've done something wrong, people will put up with tyranny if it has that official cover. Let's go back to a little bit more of this news piece about the Army Corps of Engineers going around engaging in black ops.
Blocked the Corps' wishes. And thus that the locals are responsible for the flooding.
A comment sent by someone using the screen name Overwrought last Thursday says, quote, sure, blame the Corps for the flood wall failures, but who do you blame for your own stupidity for putting your families in such a situation? A comment from a user with the screen name Steve O'Nollins on November 18th says, quote, you have chosen Corps bashing to persuade enough underinformed people that Katrina was a federal flood. Then the rest of the nation will pour even more money into the sinkhole of New Orleans. Rosenthal was curious. Who could the comments be coming from? So she plugged the screen names into an internet search to find out.
Yes, I was absolutely amazed.
The first thing she turned up was this.
This is Headquarters, U.S. Army Information System Command.
Then an even bigger surprise. She discovered the computer gear some of those messages came from belongs to USACE, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. You can watch the rest of it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The issue here is not the thing being debated. It's that the military runs around masquerading as average citizens engaging in this type of propaganda. And that's nothing. You can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to the Prison Planet Forum, and they'll be in there saying, I can't wait to kick you civilians' teeth in. I can't wait to kill you. Yes, it's a new world order. Alex is a communist al-Qaeda, and we are going to kill him. And then we go check the IP address, folks. It's from the military. And then you can check it. It's not just from the soldiers, you know, on their off time using computers. It's from commands. It's from NORTHCOM. It's from CENTCOM mainly. And sometimes, and you can go to YouTube, they don't even care. They'll put their handle on there. And people say, well, you could, you know, somebody could be faking their handle. No. They'll be on there saying, kill Alex Jones, kill the Patriots, you know, the New World Order's good, or the New World Order doesn't exist. Then you Google their handle, and it takes you to their MySpace, their Facebook, or other sites, and they're saying similar stuff next to their picture on their own page. I mean, they'll even post videos of troops and contractors killing innocent Iraqis. Those hundreds of videos of them machine-gunning families, shooting cars up, and they're laughing. And then they'll always have weird heavy metal music with other fan videos for the military showing the troops slaughtering people. I mean, this is just dark stuff. These guys have gone completely over to the dark side. Now, certainly, the majority of the military is not like that. But the social engineers, they sift through all these people, and they take the unstable psychopaths, the sociopaths, the psychopathic sadist, and they promote them into command positions. So that came out with 29 Palms in the mid-1990s. They said, will you fire on U.S. citizens under PDDs, under presidential decision directives? Will you confiscate guns for national security emergency? And 76% said no. Well, they took the 24% that said yes, and they promoted them. And they put them into the FBI. They put them into the DEA. They put them into FEMA. And they now have giant armies. And they also fence them into private mercenary firms, not just doing military things, but intelligence gathering, spying, black ops, dirty tricks. And so the number of them is unknown, but we know to coordinate between them. They have 26,000 preachers brainwashed to work with them and tell their flocks to stand down, to hit the streets, TV and radio, and 23,000 corporate executives who've been given shoot-to-kill orders against U.S. citizens under orders. So, I mean, this is a huge invisible empire all around us that work for the criminals that are now looting the economy. We'll talk about the latest chapter on that front when we get back, and people having the police come after them for cough drops. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Your call's coming up the balance of the hour. Then in the fourth hour, I'm going to cover news and take phone calls and play several key audio clips. They're proposing just having warrantless arrest of the American people and indefinite for life secret detention. So they're now openly rolling that out. That's coming up. More on the governor being arrested up in Illinois. And what's happening with the economy. But BL, John, Chris, Donna, and others, your call's coming up here. First off, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors. One of them is My Solar Backup. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice, storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You can get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, folks. Generates electricity for free. Remember, too, the gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity as well. Plus, there's the problems of storing fuel. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubles. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. This is a great system, folks. 877-327-0365. Now, their lines are busy. Keep trying. They'd love to talk to you. Again, 877-327-0365. And then one of our other great sponsors is Akola Blue. AcolaBlue.com. Akola Blue is a just wonderful system. I have it in my office. I now also have it in my home. The Akola Blue is an atmospheric water generator for the home. It grabs 7.5 gallons out of the air in the average humidity, some places more, some places less, but guaranteed about 3 gallons a day. Low operating cost. It's just an amazing system. And then it goes through 5 filters internally, passes through the activated carbon filter, the silver impregnated carbon filter, then the reverse osmosis system, the denatation odor removal filter, and then it's stored in an illuminated tank by antibacterial, antifungal UV light. ECOLO, that's acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. This is the future of water purification, because it's hard to get fluoride out of municipal tap. Some of the filters can do it or reduce it, but this has nothing in it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the future. That's why Willie Nelson's out pushing similar systems. Whatever you do, just get involved in it today. All right, going back to Captain Kelly Sweeney. Captain, let's take some calls.
Hey, Alex?
BL in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have just a couple of things for Captain Sweeney. Captain, 55 or 60 years ago, it was common practice for a merchant or a private vessel to have an arms locker on board. And just like an international shipping container, when you entered a port where arms were restricted, the harbor master would put a seal on the arms locker. Now, when did that stop being common practice?
I have never been on a ship that had an arms locker, and I've been going to sea about 28 years. And I don't know when it stopped, BL. The only ships that I know that have it now on the American flag are the military seal of command vessels.
I had a great uncle who ran away when he was 13 years old. He moved back to the farm, you know, once he was grown. But he ran away, went to Houston, then went to Galveston, got on a ship, went around the world, was on ships, you know, came back. And I remember my dad talking about how they had arms lockers back then, but obviously they got rid of them by the 60s or 70s.
Yes, and I'd like to see those days come back. I would 100% like to see those days come back.
Well, Captain, are you aware of the Greek freighter Elavita?
Elavita? No, tell me about that, B.L.
Well, they got tired of the whole pirate problem, so they electrify their decks with 220 volts AC when they enter pirate waters.
Yes, I do. I do know about a similar system. It's called the Ship Secure System. It's marketed by an outfit in the Netherlands, and what they do is very similar to that. They have, and I wrote about that in my previous article in Professional Mariner magazine. People can check it out at professionalmariner.com. But they have a Ship Secure, and it's not really a fence. What it is, at the gunwale on the outside, it extends outward like beam, metal beam, all the way around the ship. And then they lay these wires on top of it, and it extends further out. And so when the pirates grab it, it automatically sounds an alarm on the bridge. It lights up the area of the vessel that has been boarded and has been, where the connection is. And then I believe I'm tempted to say 9 million volts.
Wow.
I could be wrong on that.
So it's a shipboard generator.
It's generated from the electricity on the ship, and it basically doesn't allow them to to grab on and to board, right, because they use grappling hooks or whatever to get over that. And one of the things that I have, and it's been marketed heavy, and the international shipping community is pushing merchant vessels to have this because it's a quote-unquote non-lethal method of repelling pirates or armed attack. The problem that I'm concerned about is, what if they short that out? I mean, and that's the thing that I'm not sure exactly. You know, if they could throw something, a metal something up there and ground it to the ship itself, and that, I don't have the answer to that yet. But, yes, BL, that's very astute of you, and, yes, they do have that system that they're marketing.
Well, Captain, I think the day of the Q-ship has come again, an apparently unarmed vessel that is heavily armed.
I think you might be right on that, my friend.
Now, firing on a vessel that hasn't demonstrated hostile intents just should never happen, whether you're the Indian Navy or whoever you are. But once a vessel has fired on your vessel, you should be able to respond with devastating firepower.
I'm with you, brother. I'm right there with you. I agree. Because it's the life of me and my shipmates out there.
I'll tell you what, I've been going to sea my whole life, I don't go on the water without a firearm.
All right. Well, hey, get a hold of me through my website, maritimehunters.com. There's a contact us page there. Shoot me some information. I'd like to talk to you personally.
All right, BL, good to hear from you. John in Canada just hung up, so we'll go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Good show this morning. I'm glad you're hitting this topic. But I've got to say that I know people have been pirated in Rockwell.
Hold on, back off your phone. You're totally distorted.
Totally, sorry. How about
now? Yeah, you sound fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know people that have been totally pirated or pirated in Rockport, Texas. I know of incidences in Cozumel, but I will never go to sea, as BL just said, without a weapon. And what I do, when I pick up a target on radar and I'm on a recreational vessel, I will certainly start assembling my weapon and trying to reach them on the radio. And if they get closer, I'm going to start firing over their bow, because if they get close to you in international waters, they're going to kill you and they're going to scuttle you. And most people don't truly understand how devastating this issue is around the globe. Because I've sailed in the Med, I've sailed in the Caribbean, I've sailed in the South Pacific, and it is truly a horrible situation that has not truly been addressed until today.
Well, thank you, Chris, and I appreciate your insight. Yes, you're a smart guy being armed when you go out to sea.
What do you do about ports? Do you have a hidden compartment for your firearms?
Alex, I break it down into several pieces, and you stow it in different areas on the vessel. And you just have to take that risk when you're going into a foreign port, especially on a recreational, and I'm speaking from a recreational standpoint.
Yeah, that's the point. When tyrannical government keeps the people from protecting themselves, it really does come down to immoral laws just have to be broken.
It's either you or them, and when you're out at sea in international water, your boat is your island. You are the king. You're the president. You are there to protect the boat. You protect the boat. You protect your passengers. You protect your crew, and you only have one shot at it, literally one shot at it. And if you pick them up on radar and they're starting to say 16, 20 miles out, you get them on radar and they're coming towards you, you start to hail them on the radio and they don't answer you and they keep coming towards you, you start assembling your weapons and you get prepared for a situation. You have to be prepared.
I agree, and it's unfortunate that recreational boaters are put in a position where if they have a weapon to defend themselves, that they face prosecution or being locked up in another country.
Well,
the only thing you have on board, quite frankly, if you don't have a weapon, is a pyrotechnic flare gun. I mean, think about that. That's the only thing legally you can carry on board your boat as a
those
recreational boater.
Those are pretty deadly, though. You've got a whole bunch of them.
But you got to be close, and they're not very accurate.
All right, let me go further here. You know, they tend to bounce off. I have heard from the people that go out on the, 100-mile, 200-mile fishing trips that people are being robbed, are being killed. It's all kept quiet in the media. You're saying you've heard about piracy in Rockport?
That's correct. Rockport, Texas, one of my clients delivering his boat from Florida, just inside state waters was pirated. He let a boat get close to him. They came on board with guns. They robbed him. They didn't kill him, and they didn't scuttle him, but they took everything on board their boat. And that's a huge risk that you take, even in our state waters. And the problem is, around the United States, our Coast Guard is not worried about that. They're more worried about interdiction, drug interdiction, and weapons interdiction.
No, I know.
They're
not thinking about recreational boaters. Were these guys American that robbed him?
They were, and they're pirates in every culture and every society. It's something that has been happening forever and ever and ever. You think about New Orleans. New Orleans is well known for centuries as a pirating mecca. I mean, it's truly well known about that.
Well, New York was the greatest pirate mecca ever.
Wonderful, and Captain Sweeney made a great point. Think about the Gulf of Mexico. What's going on just off our shores out in the Gulf of Mexico? It is truly, you've got thousands of square miles where recreational boaters are buying these gigantic million-dollar yachts, wanting to move them around between Florida and different ports.
And nobody tells them. They don't even put somebody on watch.
No,
they just pull into some cove or tie up to something and get killed.
The problem is, Alex, as I said, if you protect your boat, you protect your crew, and you protect your passengers.
So what do you do? Somebody never sleeps. You've always got to stay up.
You've always got somebody on watch, but, as an example, I always take night watch because night watch, to me, is the most deadliest time to be out there.
Not just to mention ships running over you. Go ahead, Captain.
Well, I was going to say with Chris, Chris makes some very valid points. It's interesting, though, that at least in the Gulf of Aden, the vast majority of the pirate attacks were during the daytime. And I think that's because the pirate vessels, even though they're very fast, they don't have radar. They don't have navigation. Obviously, they don't have navigation lights or anything like that yet anyway. Well, at least they have some sophisticated equipment to track the vessels. But that might change, I think, because as they get more and more sophisticated equipment, they're going to be able to tell whether the ship they're coming alongside of is a merchant vessel or a naval vessel.
Yeah, exactly, because they're doing that for their own safety so they don't pick on the wrong target. Again, the fear of self-defense.
That's right.
What else have you heard about in the Gulf of Mexico, Captain, and Chris? Go ahead.
Cozumel, a boat was pirated 2 years ago because they had a stowaway. A gentleman got on board the boat. He had an automatic weapon, and once the boat got underway, he started shooting people. And then his pirate buddies came alongside and came up on board. I think the cruise ship industry right now is in a critical time. We just saw, as Captain Sweeney pointed out, two ships that have barely escaped. Once these pirates decide or figure out a way to get weapons on board the boat first, and then start killing people and killing crew and taking over the flybridge and the pilot house, then we're going to see the cruise ship industry suffer. Then you're going to have thousands of people held hostage and robbed at sea, and that is coming. That is the next phase of
the pirate operation. Well, it's already been happening. But is that a danger in the Caribbean, Captain?
The cruise ship, as far as the cruise ships?
Yeah, and most of that's in Africa, right?
Well, yeah, right now it's in Africa. But, you know, cruise ships are very... they're high out of the water in general. They have a lot of freeboard, and they're not an easy target. But I tell you one thing, when there's been attacks, as Chris pointed out, there have been attacks on cruise ships in the Gulf of Aden in the last week and a half. And if the pirates actually get control of a cruise ship, it's going to be the golden jewel. Because what's going to happen
exactly
then,
right.
You're going to have 100 crew members, or up to 300 or 400 crew members.
It's going to be a giant international incident meltdown. Thousands of hostages.
You bet. And actually, one cruise line.
And again, these are the real terrorists, so the government's doing nothing about it.
Well, the
meanwhile, they've got us all afraid of boogeyman Al Qaeda.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, a RAND study came out earlier this year that pointed exactly to that, Alex. The RAND study pointed out that the U.S. government under Bush has been and to a large extent, at fault for some of the increase in piracy because they focus so much on the doomsday scenario of terrorism. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have that, but the everyday reality of piracy has been largely ignored. And even the RAND study came right out and said that, you know, maritime terrorism is one thing, and yes, that's, a lot of times that's politically, and I'm not saying that...
But it is terrorism, even if it's for money, when you kidnap people and kill them. It's the same thing, you know.
Yes, it's just...
What better place than when you think about it? If you're going to take over a ship at sea, all you have to do is kill the crew, kill the passengers, and scuttle the vessel. And I'm talking on a recreational aspect, you know, 100 to 150 foot yachts or something along those lines. Those are million-dollar pieces of equipment. They have a lot of things on board and a lot of wealthy people on board, and you've got a graveyard in the ocean, quite frankly.
I think if the pirates actually managed to hijack a cruise ship, and actually what's happening now, the a German cruise line, I think it was the MV Columbus, I think that's the name of it, last Sunday, what they did then, instead of transiting through the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea with the passengers on board, when they anchored off the Suez, they took everybody off and they flew them by plane. All the entire group of passengers, hundreds of passengers, over to Dubai, and then the crew brought the ship through, and then they met they're going to meet the vessel. The passengers are going to meet the vessel over in Dubai and continue the world cruise that they're on. That's what's happening. The companies are starting to avoid the area, and what happens? See, then it's a snowball effect. Egypt derives the vast majority of its money from the Suez Canal. Okay, billions of dollars a year. Well, now fewer ships are going to start going through this Suez Canal. So Egypt gets less money. It further destabilizes the area. This is a snowball effect of piracy. You know, you're going to start paying more, and I'm sure you already have been paying more for things as we go, anything that's coming from overseas.
It's amazing. We're going to break in just a moment. Anything else, Chris?
No, thank you, Alex. Great show. Captain Sweeney, I'm going to get your book. And I appreciate you just being out there doing this, Alex. You're doing a great job, my friend.
Well, thank you,
Chris. Hey, go to the website, Maritime Editors. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give everybody who is listening and says they heard me on Alex's show today, I'm going to cut them 10% with no shipping, and I'm going to sign the book for them and send it out. So go to the website, MaritimeHeadHunters.com.
MaritimeHeadHunters.com. Let's jam in Donna in New Hampshire, then we'll hold her over. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My husband is a captain in the Gulf of Mexico, and this is one of my major concerns. I'm concerned because the International Monetary Organization has recommended that merchant mariners be unarmed. And that poses a great big problem for me as a wife who sits in New Hampshire while her husband's down in the Gulf of Mexico.
I understand completely. My poor wife has felt the same thing. I had just called her Christmas Day from Rio Haina before we got attacked. And there was a guy on the dock who, for 25 cents a minute, would let you use his cell phone. And I know exactly what you're saying. It's a terrible feeling.
Well, the other thing that my
Donna, stay there. Stay there. Hold to the break, okay? I want to talk to you on this side, so don't hang up. We'll come back to Donna after the break with Captain Sweeney. Maybe we'll twist his arm into 5 minutes in the next hour so we can take a few more calls after that, and I'm going to get into all this other news and information. But this affects you even if you never go to sea. And it's also a public service announcement because the yuppies don't know how dangerous it is.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
We're going to finish up with Donna, then we got Dan, former Coast Guard, and Brandon. That'll be it for calls. Captain, we can keep you 5 minutes in the next hour, can't we?
Alex, you can keep me as long as you want, brother. I can stay for a half hour after, whatever. I love you having informed listeners, and you are a great host. You are sharp, man. You obviously have been doing your research, so I can stay as long as you need, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. I try to study all subjects that I can. Knowledge is addictive, as you know.
It is.
That is the true value in the world, the true riches. But I want to learn a lot more. That's why we have you on with us. Donna, yes, the International Monetary Fund, others, the UN, they don't want anybody armed, so things will break down, so they can be the global force. They're openly saying that. And unlimited numbers of UN ships taxing the seas, taxing world commerce, that's what it is with the Law of the Sea Treaty, that is not going to protect the ships, only arming the ships. Go ahead.
Well, then the other thing is my husband had to apply, I'm sure, as all maritime seamen go. They have to apply for the TWIX card. I think that was the last straw for my husband. My husband said this was one step before every mariner becomes chipped. And this was concerning on top of the fact that Lockheed Martin was the one who prepared all these TWIX cards. And just one more thing I would say to everybody out there, whoever wants to take a cruise ship, that most ships are not foreign flagged. And that concerns me because Americans are going to become targets. And unless you have a U.S. flag vessel, you're not going to be protected. We saw that, I think, back in the 90s when the Ecstasy caught on fire and all the crew members of that boat got off and left every one of the passengers.
Yeah, that was that Greek ship, right?
No, the Ecstasy was the one off Florida.
Well, there was another one where the captain got himself off.
Yeah, that was the he went the Achille Lauro. That's when he went. He came with the Greek captain, went ashore, and said, "Hey, I'll call you from ashore and let you know how things are." but Donna's right. What she was talking about with the TWIC card, which is a transportation worker identification credential, it's not only for U.S. mariners, longshore workers, truckers who go on container terminals, people who work in offices at container terminals or cargo terminals. Port workers who go there to repair things or fix, whatever. Anybody who goes on a terminal, and they're all U.S. citizens. And I wrote an article about the TWIC card and Professional Mariner. People can see it in the archives, professionalmariner.com, from a mariner's point of view. Most of us have no problem going in there and doing what we got to do because, we got to stay employed.
But this is a worker ID for the feds to track everybody.
Yes, that's right. And the problem is, though, even though there were, I don't know how many, I think it was 17 ships that had that identifiable links to Al-Qaeda after 9/11, merchant ships, foreign merchant mariners don't have to go through the same screening process.
No, it's only for us. It's only for you.
And it's like, so, how can, and I even end this in the article in Professional Mariner when I asked this question, how can U.S. ports be safe when only U.S. workers...
No, it's federal control of our activities. Homeland Security wants every American to have a similar card to have any job. I saw the head of it when Ridge was the head of it say that on C-SPAN. Let's start the call now, finish it up in the next segment. Thank you, Donna. Let's talk to Dan in Texas, former Coast Guard.
Hoi, Dan.
Hello. Alex?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dan. I'm retired Coast Guard. I served for 21 years active duty, and I just want to let you know that it's a real privilege and honor to speak to you, and thank you for all your insights and help. And I just want to touch on a couple of things. A lot of people have brought up the point about tactics and that they're on target and tracking. It's the only way to protect the crew, because without the crew, it's just a hull. And with a hull, it's useless, and it can be in a watery grave, and that's what all mariners are subject to its power. So, I thank you for putting all these people together to bring these points up. Because we have to have surface assets that are coordinated to help each other, and that's real important.
Well, stay there. Tell us more about that when we get back in 70 seconds, okay? And then we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Captain Sweeney right now when we come back in the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.